I got a hit on wood. I've been owning this property here for since we got it in 1918. Now I had A1 fire of no kind. I've been carrying insurance ever since. Fire insurance, you know, on my home. And I guess it's good management, that's all. Watch what you're doing. Don't leave fire burning and be out in the yard with a frying pan on that foot of grease. That's how so many people get the house burnt. They put the frying pan on the stove and the telephone or the ring or something like that. Somebody call over there and they forget about the frying pan. And when they turn around, they say, well, the kitchen's on fire. Well, what's the matter with it? He says, I forgot to have that grease on the fire. That's how you burn up. So, like I said, people watch what they're doing. Don't be too fast. You hardly have any trouble. Just like driving on the road. If you say, watch who's ahead of you and who's coming behind you, and don't drive too fast and don't drive too slow.
Yeah, all that.
The speed limit is 45 miles, go 45. If it's 60, go 60, don't go 20. Because if you go 20, you'll cause an accident for somebody, but they want to pass the other car and they're going into a wreck. But if you're driving the limit, everybody's going to travel. They say, well, that's the limit. I can't pass him because he's driving 60. But if he's driving 40 and he wants to go, he's in a hurry. You try to pass him, somebody coming from the other way driving 60, it makes a bad collision. And that's the trouble. That's what causes accidents is slow people. That's fast people. People trying to pass the other man and he gets in. Somebody meets him on the other side. That's the way the way it looks to me. I mean, it's a lot of people don't think before they do something.
Now, all the black smoke that went up the stuff, the chimney was what?
What's that?
All the black stuff that went up the chimney was called, all that, did you ever get it all over you when you were cleaning out the chimney? All that soot?
Yeah, we never have any trouble with the soot and stuff like that out of our fireplace.
Okay.
Because they are a fireplace, they take the fireplace which we had. I'll tell you how my daddy used to do that, and we do that over here too. We'd look into the fireplace, you know, especially in the winter time, we'd start using the fireplace for the winter. We'd examine the fireplace. You go up on the roof and look down in the fireplace, see what that is. Is that anything built up in there? Sometimes the birds will get in there and build nests inside of those chimneys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Cobwebs, you know, stuff like that. But we used to do that when a rainy spell, you know, like it's raining all day long, and cold and raining, bad weather. You go down and take a paper, you understand? You had a fire in the fireplace, you take a paper. If there's any trash in there, it was going to burn. Take a piece of paper and put it in there and let it catch a fire and then let it go through the chimney. And that thing will go out there. If you got anything up in there, that thing is going to burn. That paper will go up there and set it on fire and it'll poop out in one nut. But the material that we use, the wood, doesn't make any carbon in the chimney. You know what I mean? It's clean, it's white. The only thing that'll make that carbon, that black stuff that, you know, that builds up in there would be coal. Coal makes a soot like, you know? And it makes like a carbon like, you know, it builds up like a, and they get dirty and they get black. They have coal, they'll build something like that up in the fireplace.
What color were the ashes y'all got out of the fireplace? They were mostly what?
With what?
What color?
The ashes?
Yes.
White.
They were white?
Mm-hmm. We always burn wood.